This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you could only have a ticket to the Inner Sanctum, seriously. Maybe we should do like a behind-the-scenes... No. Behind-the-scenes camera and mic. That would go over well. We'd probably get arrested in a relatively short period of time. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, not the problem, but the process. So I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's jump on this. Let's get this thing done. How did I say it? Let's get this thing done. This whole spy story. And, you know, I believe that these guys, at this point now, were doing anything they could to keep him out of office. And once he won, they were willing to do anything they could to get him out of office, to make him of no effect, to keep him from doing anything. You know, I love how the left jumped all over this. They were so happy, so excited, so in your face. But it looked like Trump wasn't going to be able to make the North Korean event happen, meeting happen. Right? You remember when we would go sideways on President Obama? Oh, you don't want our country to succeed, you terrible, nasty, right-wing, right-leaning conservative hypocrites. I guess those things don't apply to the left. I don't get it. But you know what? Not my problem. Not my job. Seriously. I mean that sincerely. I am not... Look, I'm going to lay out what I know and don't know, and you guys take it from there. It's not my job to make him... Trump will do it, or he won't. He'll make it work, or he won't. And you know, if you don't think the Chinese are involved in this, if you don't think the Chinese are trying to make a difference, if you don't think they're in there pumping away as well, then there is something wrong with you. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If this is even close to true, right, they're talking about the whole Russian thing being worse than Watergate. What would they call this? Probably nothing, because they don't want to be nailed for it at all. But the FBI used an informant to investigate the Russia tie. Now, Judge, what's his name? On Fox today, Napolitano. He came out and he said, I don't know what everybody's so upset about. This is normal course of action for the FBI. You know, the guy irritates me, but only for one reason. And it's not because I don't like him or I do like him. It doesn't, you know, I mean, he's one of mine. He's a paisan, right? So I got to like him, I guess, a little bit. But the reality behind it is he's not a fan of Trump's, period. So he looks at everything through that lens. And I don't know if he's giving him... Could somebody send me a clip of him giving kudos to Trump in any way, shape, manner, or form? Or would that be too much to ask? I don't think he has. But he's not always right. Matter of fact, he hasn't been right a lot. So when he says this is the normal course of action, okay, fine. But is it really? Did they do this to Obama? And they go back and tell him later on what they were doing? Do you really think that the FBI, the Department of Justice under Mr. Obama, do you really think they did anything that would have nailed him, Clinton, Lynch, Rice, any one of those people? So there's a very lengthy story in the New York Times. You'll have to get that on your own. And on how they used an informant to investigate the Russia ties to the campaign. And the story aired or was printed on May 18th. It says the Justice Department used a suspected informant to probe whether the Trump campaign, or their aides, were making improper contacts with Russia in 2016. Now, so much for those who dismiss charges of Obama administration's infiltration into Trump's campaign. They call Trump paranoia. Paranoia was setting in. It was fantasy. It was delusional. Defenders of the Obama intelligence and law enforcement group, they've had to fall back on the argument. Now they've twisted and tweaked it. This is what they do, right? Remember, you can keep your doctor? And then it was, what I said was, even though we had 300 hours of him saying different, what I said was if he fell within the guidelines of the plan, you could keep your doctor. Yeah, no, that's not what you said. And the best example that I ever saw was on O'Reilly. When Barney, no, not the dinosaur, Barney Frank, when he was in Congress, O'Reilly plays a clip of Frank saying something right out of his mouth. Hasn't been doctored part of the speech. Frank says, I didn't say that. O'Reilly says, well, let me play it again for you. He goes, I didn't say that. I don't care what you play. I didn't say it. This is the mantra. This is how they deal with this stuff. See, they say it enough, it has to be believable. If they shove it down your throat long enough, then you're going to believe it. You're going to fall in line and believe it. O'Reilly wasn't having it. Frank was coming out of his chair. O'Reilly was coming out of his chair because he caught him. Not that O'Reilly's such a saint, but he was caught. Frank's was caught. This stuff gets better and better and better. We're going to talk more about this after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the real side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I do appreciate the time. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all of that. So, you know, you just got to get involved. You just got to get engaged. It's really what it boils down to. The only way you're going to win, right, The only way you're going to win this is if you get engaged and involved and still want to fight it through. Right? Again, 855, oh my God, 855, Real Joe, 855-7325. Somebody just sent me a story out of the LA Times. You can't make this stuff up. I'll get back to my other story in a second. Spying story. But apparently, the city of Stockton, the new young mayor, is going to hand out $500. Remember, they were talking about this. But now it looks like they're going to do it. They're going to hand out $500 payments to a randomly selected group of people, well, more or less, or writing checks for $1,000 to people that the city identifies might be violent. So all you got to do is go threaten to be, potentially be, look like you might be violent, go to Stockton. You can make some money. Maybe if I walk around there looking kind of thuggy, right? I can get a grand. I don't know if it's a grand a month, a grand a week, a grand a day, not to shoot anybody. Oh, this stuff just gets dumber by the moment. And we let it happen. God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Obama's spying scandal. It started to look like it might be a reality, right? And there goes the left. You hear all those eyeballs popping? Adam Schiffless, he's not knowing what to do. He's running, you know, picture the kid running up and down the hall. What was that, Home Alone? You know, screaming and slamming his face, whatever. That's Adam Schiff right now. This stuff is coming at him. And apparently the game that he's playing that he's done so long and so well is just to keep denying it and keep talking about how bad the Republicans are, what they're hiding, what they're trying to do. It really is a sickness. The argument that evidently did occur to Richard Nixon's defenders when it became clear that Nixon, you know, operatives had burglarized the wiretap Democrats' national. I mean, think about what they did. They broke the law. Don't get me wrong. But compared to spying on a president, spying on a candidate, they went in looking for the DNC's game plan as to how they were going to run the next presidential election. Until 2016, just about everyone agreed that it was a bad thing for government intelligence or law enforcement agencies to spy or use informants. Right? That we had no business knowing what a political campaign was going to do. None. Especially if the opposing power, you know, power, the party in power was going after the opposing power, party. Liberals were especially suspicious of the FBI and the CIA, especially when it came to things like that. Now they're best buddies. Liberals were, you know, again, they say anybody questioning the CIA, the FBI, or the FBI is un-American. But notice they never use the word communist. What do you think that is? So I'm just putting it out there. You do what you want with it. The crime at the root of the Watergate was an attempt at surveillance of the DNC after George McGovern seemed about to win the Democrat Party's presidential nomination. Right? So just as the government misconduct in the Russian gate was an attempt at surveillance of the Republican Party's national campaign. Now, in both cases, the incident administration regarded the opposition as unorthodox. The nominee was nuts. He would undermine the nation's longstanding foreign policy, and therefore, he was dangerous. That's how they felt about McGovern. McGovern renounced the Democrats' traditional Cold War policy. Trump expressed skepticism about George W.'s and Obama administration policies on NATO. Right? How they were handling Mexico, how they were handling Iran. Right? You want to think about this? How many of you remember how Obama and others poo-pooed Romney when it came to how dangerous the Russians were? Right? What was Obama's line? Hey, Mitt, the 1980s called? They want their foreign policy back. Just blew him off. Gave him no credit whatsoever. This is the same guy who called ISIS Junior League, right? Junior Varsity. The incumbents, qualms had some rational basis, but their attempts at surveillance were bad. Back in 72, think about it. The experience in campaigns, look, if you ever get involved in campaigns, you get skeptical about everything people are doing. You don't know what'll work, what won't work. Depends on where the people are at mentally. Really bad. So it's hard to figure out what the Obama law enforcement intelligence folks had to gain by spying on Trump. What were they going to do? Have him back out if he won? Resign right away? I mean, come on, think about this. And then they get Pence. What's the problem? Has anybody really thought this through? They can't figure out why Trump would never criticize Vladimir Putin. Why the heck? And listen, go back and look at Obama. Right, how often did he really criticize anybody? They were bad players. They weren't behaving properly. You'll have to knock that off now. God, it never stopped. He sounded like one of those parents in the supermarket. You know, after 27 times, you tell little Johnny, one more time and we're going outside. Lady, you go outside. Leave the kid here. He's less annoying. That's what Obama sounded like most of the time. One more time they do this. We're going to do this. We're going to look at this. We're going to bomb them on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Along these roadways. It's just crazy stuff. But think about how bad they considered Watergate. This is 100 times worse, and they're good with it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Were there spies in the Trump campaign? We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Are back. What? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, I have fingers like sausages, so when I go to type something in really quick, there is no such thing in my world as typing something in quick. It just doesn't work out for me. It's really that hard. Anyway, head over to the website, realside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to be afraid of, taught to fear, okay? But all those things you've been taught to be afraid of and hate and all of that from the left, and you don't have to be. And don't let them do it. Don't let them run over you anymore. I'm so tired of hearing about some of you who get... You get turned off, you don't want to do the fight. Okay, well, you know what? Why don't we just all give up and let them have it, right? How about that? I mean, like this thing with Roseanne. Again, I'm not sticking up for Roseanne. Let's just be clear. But I hate the fake outrage. It's a joke. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable because Roseanne did it. She was successful. Right? Bringing a show back on that they didn't much care for. So they got axed because Barr's racially insensitive tweet about Valerie Jarrett. But what about Bill Maher calling Sarah Palin the C word? Remember that? He's still on the air. He also called her another dumb... I can't even clean these words up in some cases. He also called Palin and Michelle Bachmann two bimbos and called... Now listen to this. Of all the things you could do wrong or bad, he called Palin's son retarded. Palin's son, who was born with Down syndrome, and he's still on the air. This is why I say, you guys, you're hypocrites. You don't really want equality. You don't really interested in the reality of who's wrong, who's right, or who's being nasty, who's not being nasty. You don't care. You come off, you try to come off like you do, and it's the low IQ people that believe you. Your low IQ listeners or whatever it is that really supports you. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know why anybody's supporting Bill Maher. I haven't got it.
Yeah, you might have a good billion more viewers and listeners than I do. That doesn't, you know, some of you people think, oh, they're a star, they're so smart. That doesn't make them smart. Because somebody has money doesn't mean they're smart. Just look at all the lottery winners and find out where they're at today. The ones that won big bucks. Anyway. Now you think about, you know, the Obama informant spy or Robert Mueller's investigation. Have they presented any additional evidence of Trump's collusion with Russia? None of Mueller's indictments, not a one of them, pointed in the direction of a Trump foreign policy or any of his stuff over the last 16 months. Matter of fact, if anything, Trump has been less favorable towards Russia than Obama was, if you're going to be honest with yourself. The Watergate wiretap, the Obama appointees, investigators, spy, whatever you want to call them. They were worried that Trump was going to win. That's what drove them. Why do you think that these guys were so sure that Trump didn't stand a chance? Right? Hillary's going to be our nominee. Well, they knew because they rigged it at the DNC level. Right? They didn't... look it. I loved when they said Trump was never going to be president. I wasn't sure he was going to be, but I knew she was in trouble. The Watergate burglary was planned when Nixon's reelection was far from assured. And on May 1972, Harris poll showed him with only 48% against McGovern. It was only after the harbor bombing and the Moscow summit early June made it clear that the U.S. involvement in Vietnam was ending that Nixon's numbers took up. But before that, he was in trouble. And he knew it. So, it's good that people walked around so full of themselves that they knew Trump. This is why I get a kick out of this. Now they're walking around going, we're going to take back this. We're going to take back that. We're going to own this. We're going to take this back. You've angered our base. Well, why would I anger your base? You mean you were irritated that you didn't come out last time and do what you needed to do? And now there's a movement. I want you guys to really think about it. I'm going to post a piece up on my Facebook page. I want you to think about what getting rid of the Electoral College would really do. There's a movement by states to get rid of it. You do not want that to happen. Seriously. I feel like it's a safeguard. I feel like it's the right thing to do. I feel like it's something we should have. And our founding fathers were so right about so many things that all of a sudden, why? Because we have the internet now, which makes us even more susceptible, as you saw in the recent Russian involvement. Remember, if you don't have the internet, how do you hack into a voting machine? Anyway. The biggest, most obvious differences between Watergate and the Obama administration spy infiltration. Watergate burglars, they were arrested. Right? Their wiretaps never functioned either. Neither the FBI nor the CIA fully cooperated with the post-election cover-up. Unlike Mr. Obama and his law enforcement team. And all of his intelligence appointees. He knew what he was doing. He left them all behind and he left them deep. Right? With the promotion of Christopher Steele's Clinton campaign finance, that dodgy dossier. I'm never going to get it right, so hang it up. I never said, just for the record, unlike, you know, you can keep your doctor. I never said I was the smartest guy in the room, so get over it. Have you ever seen an outgoing administration work so hard to delegitimize or take on a Donald Trump, a president coming in, ever? One of the things we always prided ourselves on was the transfer of power after an election, after the people's election. I think what I think is really funny is when they thought they were the lead,
they knew all about the Electoral College. They knew how it worked. They know how it works. And they were confident they were going to win. Very cocky with themselves. But when they lost, again, wasn't Hillary's fault. It was that darn Electoral College. Terrible thing to have, right? These guys are I'm continually surprised by the dumb things that they do, or the stuff that they believe, for that matter. And I don't know if some of you heard this today. I only got a minute or two here, but those 1,500 kids, you know, you heard over and over and over again about the kids that were missing. Oh, they ran rampant with that. That was a big deal. The migrant kids are gone. They're missing. Nowhere to be found. And it was all Trump's fault. Their administration lost track or lost 1,470-plus kids. Social media was lit up. Trump's an idiot. The people that work for him are idiots. Never really looking to see what happened under Obama. Never really looking to see what happened with these kids. Right? Like they were placed in other homes and all of a sudden they couldn't be found. The Department of Health and Human Services had placed them, along with thousands of others who showed up at the border as unaccompanied children, with sponsors in the U.S. Now, usually, they placed them with the parents, uncles, and aunts of those kids that came over the border. I got some bad news for you. The mothers, the fathers, aunts, and uncles, they were also here illegally. So what makes you think they're going to drag those kids to court on the day they're supposed to be there? Right? The agency made over 7,500 calls to sponsors to find those 1,400 kids. No response. Come on, guess during the break. Let's figure out what happened to these kids. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever.
maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time you spend on the air and in the chat room and commenting at or with or to me, whatever it is that I'm saying or not saying. You know, and if we don't, I think I was saying before we went to break, if we don't start pushing back, if we don't start fighting back, if we don't start questioning, and I don't care what they call you. They won't call you a hater, non-hater, whatever, a hater, 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 tater, hater, whatever. If we don't start pushing back, fighting back, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose our fight. You're going to lose our state. You're going to lose our position, whether it's in Congress, the Senate, or your local assembly, your aldermen, city councils, whatever you have in your areas. You don't want to do that. Don't give it up to them. Make them take it with a, not just a fight, make them really fight for it. I'm extremely tired of feeling like at times we just simply roll over, and there's no reason for it. You know, here's a perfect example of what it's like coming out of college and trying to make everybody else feel bad. So apparently a University of Wisconsin-Madison graduate, she claims that the overwhelming majority of white liberal students are unwilling to enter conversations about social justice goals that they claim they're attached to. Yusra Murad says that her peers view progressivism as simply failing to be conservative, knowing that while they're proudly post-liberal views on social media, they fail to attend social justice events or defend their values in person. Well, Ms. Murad, we both have that problem. Conservatives and liberals have that problem. It's really that simple. No, we don't see progressivism as failing to be conservative. Some of us see it as pure evil. Because you don't see progressive isn't finding a new way for electricity, making phones smaller. That's the progression that we're all for. But from when it comes to being progressive, you guys see it as a whole new way of life. And you think we're afraid of it. It's not that we're afraid of progressive. We're afraid of what you mean by progressive. You see, when we talk about comprehensive, or when a true conservative Republican talks about comprehensive immigration, unlike the left, we're not talking about open borders, rip down the walls, don't ask any questions, everybody gets a driver's license and a federal check. We're not talking about that. When we talk about comprehensive immigration, we're talking about following the laws, building the wall, deporting people to come here illegally, making people follow the law, add something to the community, add something to the country, if you would. Yeah, I mean, this comes from the same people who don't think you should force or help welfare recipients to work. I think if a welfare recipient can work, there is a way for them to do a job. I don't care what it is. They should help contribute back. They may learn a skill. I don't know. But when you're paying somebody better money to sit at home than they can make working, what have you done? You've made that person dependent on you. I think it was a well-thought-out plan, for sure. You know? But what you end up with is the problem we have. The problem we were really having when you had, there was more than 50% at one point in time. I don't know what the number is now. I'll have to go back and check it. But you have more than 50% of the people in this country taking government money, government funds. You had more people taking than giving in. How long do you think that can handle? How long do you think that can last? And listen, we have voting time coming up. Pay attention.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
We at Pacific Justice Institute encourage all of you to exercise your constitutional rights and secure our blessed freedoms by going to your local polling stations and casting your vote in the primary and general elections this year. Now, this republic exists because each of us participates in the election process by voting. Register and vote to secure religious freedom, free speech, parental rights, and protect the unborn. Pacific Justice Institute has a guide available about your rights to have your voice heard called Church and Politics. Visit pji.org and download it for free.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You do have to step out. You do have to protect your rights. They're not... Look around you. Look at the stuff that's been taken away from you. Look at the stuff that you know. How many of you thought 10, 12, 15 years ago? How many of you were truly, truly, honestly concerned about your Second Amendment rights? Come on, honestly. I mean, if you're one of those people that's always waiting for the government to take something away from you, I don't want to count you. Not discount you, but I'm talking about you sitting there at one point in time and going, wow, you know, my First Amendment, my Second Amendment rights are in trouble. I don't think many of you did that. I don't think many of you really thought about it in that light. I seriously don't. But today, over the last 10, 12 years, on a regular basis. We're faced with this on a regular basis. Right? What's going on with my rights? What am I going to be able to keep? Who's coming at me? Who's not coming at me? I mean, everybody's coming at me. I don't know what you guys. But you see what I'm saying, right? You see what I mean? We didn't have these issues a few years back. Well, maybe they were just so deep and buried that we didn't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But I'd like to believe that isn't the case. I'd like to believe the case is that it wasn't as much in jeopardy back then. And you have to stay. It's too bad, because I thought, I don't want to say I want to sit back and let things happen. But there are certain things in this life you shouldn't have to worry about. And then the other fear I have is the millennials and Generation Xers, Yers, whatever they're called, doesn't even matter. The millennials and going forward, do they understand the importance of these rights? Really? Do they understand how when you think about them actually believing they can undo a president by protesting, by a simple vote, by, I don't know, charging the streets of D.C., it shows you that they don't understand. They don't understand the process. Now, I got to tell you, a lot of the young people on the Democrat side of the aisle, I would have been totally upset. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I mean, the fact that a lot of them feel that the election was stolen from them because of Bernie, stolen from Bernie, I should say. I get it. I think that's fair. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think that's fair. And so they don't trust the system anymore, wouldn't you? I mean, would you? Would you trust the system anymore? And your Second Amendment rights? I mean, seriously, I keep bringing this. I'm driving the point home. I hope I'm giving you guys some talking points. I'm not trying to be like Hannity. I know he's like a dog with a bone with some of this stuff. But the NRA taught kids, taught classes, gave guns to schools. What, 50s, 60s, 70s? There were shooting classes. There were gun classes. You learned how to use a gun. You learned gun safety. I keep telling you, find me an article. I would love you to find me an article. Not that I would love the outcome. Where a young man or woman took a gun, took one of those NRA-supplied guns in school, took it and shot somebody in school. Find me one. I mean, if you use the logic of the left, there should have been more shootings back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And if the NRA is involved in this, then their guns should have been used because they were on campus. So it doesn't make sense. Their logic just flat out doesn't work. But because they have more press behind it, because they can yell louder, because they push harder, they're getting more people to believe it. Look, I have a couple of good friends, not close, but good friends that are Democrats. And every once in a while, more so now than before, but we get in political discussions. But the nice thing about it is we've known each other long enough. We don't yell at each other. We talk to each other. And about 70% of the time, I've been able to get them to change their way of thinking. The other 30% of the time, we kind of agree to disagree. Or they'll say, I'll go check that out, which means I'm not buying it. I don't believe you. Have a nice day. Speaking of having a nice day, you have a nice day. I appreciate your time with me today. I always appreciate your time with me more than you would ever know. God bless. Have a safe rest of the day. And just enjoy yourself. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us.